preferred dark roast, she wasn't alone.
"Good morning to you, too,"
rumbled her older brother Matthias, sounding obnoxiously alert. Possibly he'd learned such things in the Marines, where he had also learned how to transition from the sweet, funny boy she'd always hero-worshipped into the too quiet man who'd come back changed, with too many secrets in his dark eyes. Ray wanted to growl at him, but restrained herself, because she was a lady. She shuffled across the floor to the coffee machine as if it were some kind of shrine and treated herself to a large, steaming mug, adding in an overly generous pour of cream. Then she savored that first sip.
"Okay," she thought, "I might live.
This time." Only when her synapses were firing at last did she turn around, lean back against the counter, and allow herself to take in this strange appearance of her brother in the usually empty kitchen.
"What are you doing awake?"
she asked in a far sweeter tone of voice than she'd been using on herself so far today.
"Long day ahead," Matthias drawled.
He lounged back in his chair, too big, really, for the kitchen table their mother mostly used as her office. Right here in the middle of the most used part of the house, because Kathy Trujillo was not one to suffer or toil in obscurity. She and Inez had that in common, though they would both have acted deeply appalled at any suggestion that they were alike.
"It really will be a long day," Ray agreed, "since you're starting it before dawn."
Matthias let a corner of his mouth drift up in a vague approximation of a curve. Ray and her younger sister, Tori, firmly believed he practiced that in his mirror.
"You really do wake up on the wrong side of the bed, just like when you were 14.
That was maddening. Ray assumed it was meant to be. Accordingly, she smiled sweetly at her brother as if he'd said something marvelous, secure in the knowledge that he found that equally annoying. Balance was important. She concentrated on draining her first cup of coffee as if she were on a mission, then went back for more. Matthias was not drinking coffee. He was sitting in that chair that was on the verge of too small for his big frame, still and watchful. More so than usual, if she wasn't mistaken.
"But really,"
she said when it was clear that he planned to keep that up, and because he normally didn't get up for hours yet. Who would if they didn't have to?
"Are you doing a shift in the shop?"
It would be news to her if he were, and maddening in a whole different way, because if he were planning to go open the family floral shop in town, she wouldn't have to and could still be asleep right now.
"I don't have a shift today."
Again, a ghost of a curve on his mouth.
"Do you see me wearing the red shirt of shame?"
This time, when Ray smiled, it was a real one.
"I do not."
She looked down at herself, representing the family business in the required uniform of the flower pot, the retail arm of the Trujillo plant and flower operation. It was, at best, frumpy. A trim red shirt with a collar, tucked into dull khaki pants, and aggressively comfortable shoes, plus a green apron while actually in the shop. No one wore the uniforms. The uniforms wore them. But the grandmother claimed she loved those uniforms and had designed them especially, so the uniforms stayed.
Who would dare complain? Certainly not Ray.
She waved a hand over her outfit.
"My shame, on the other hand, is sadly all too evident."
As she said it, she really hoped that was not the case. Or not all her shame, anyway. That would be awkward. Matthias rose then, as silently as he did everything else.
"Have fun with that. Wrap it up in a bouquet and call it a seasonal special. You're good at those."
Ray did not care for his tone. She was more than good at putting flowers together, whether for bouquets or bigger arrangements. She was an artist, thank you, even if no one else ever used that word. Sometimes she thought the flowers were the only reason she'd survived her train wreck of a life so far. They saved her day after day.